institute then was largely dominated by physics and physicists, although there was some work getting started in economics. And there were other subjects that what people were seeing was that the techniques, I think largely driven by computers, established common features for all complex systems where you could sort of deal with them in a related way. Regardless of the field, when you tried to put it in mathematical form, you would encounter some of the same equations, and the techniques for solving them tended to spread across the fields. And the founders of the Institute, Cowan and Gell-Mann and that early group, which were people who I think largely knew each other through Los Alamos in the first instance. I think that's where the basic ideas came from. And Cowan was of course a very senior person at Los Alamos. And so I think that group, largely coming out of physics, had become convinced that the techniques that were being applied to complex systems in physics were generally applicable in all sorts of fields. And sometime back in the early days, I think largely at the instigation of Philip Anderson, who was at Bell Labs then, he's now at Princeton, who was a physicist but had become interested in economics, and he ran a big meeting on applying complex systems method to economics. Brian Arthur came out there from Stanford, and this really became his full-time work, and he moved from Stanford to spend full time at the Santa Fe Institute. And there were a number of other people in that economics group that were involved in getting things set up and started. And then the idea was largely established of having these meetings, looking at complexity in various areas. And this led to a series of books on these conferences in various areas of complexity. I think there's now about 30 or 40 of them have been put out. So that's anyone who's interested in real detail about what was going on at these meetings. And these meetings would gather people in different fields from largely from the United States, but also from other parts of the world, to try and explore new ideas. And so a number of fields kind of got started at these meetings.